are with us. You listen to him, and God will help you through the message.
Bless you, preacher. Well, it has been good to be here these days, and I appreciate you letting me come and be a part of it. Enjoyed all the singing, all the choirs, the special music, and appreciate what God's done in the services. We give him glory for anything that's been done in these days, and trust he'll continue to bless Burke County Camp Meeting for the glory of God. Amen. Got a rich heritage, and I'm sure a very rich future. It's a blessing to come in here and see this place full nearly every night, and that's a joy. It doesn't happen everywhere, but that's a good thing, isn't it? Just carry on, churches, and keep on serving him, and one of these days we'll step out of this world and into that one, and then it'll be a whole lot better then, won't it? Genesis chapter 5 this evening. Genesis chapter number 5. Tried to get out of the Old Testament, but just hadn't seemed to work out for me. Genesis chapter number 5. Appreciate you standing this evening. If you would, find verse number 21. This is a story that we've all heard preached many, many times, and you'll not hear anything new from me. A lot of these fellows, you hear them preach, and they're deep and they're profound, and they've always got a new twist and a new thought, and I'm not like that. I just told the same old rose. I don't have anything new and different. I just have what the Lord gives me. Amen. Genesis 5 and verse number 21. The Bible says, "And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." I think we'll stop right there. You can be seated. Let's pray together tonight. Father, we thank you for your help in these days. Appreciate your blessings. Appreciate your presence. We thank you for all that you've done. And Father, we ask that you continue to bless the Burke County Baptist Camp Meeting. Pour out your spirit upon this place and guide these men, these pastors who serve to direct this camp. I pray you bless them. Give them leadership and guidance. Help all the churches that are involved, all their pastors and their many needs. You know all about the situations here. Father, we pray you continue to bless and use this place for your glory down through the years to come. Father, we pray tonight you'd give a measure of freedom this evening. Help us, I pray, to preach your word. Let us magnify your name. Give us some help in this hour. And Father, we'll thank you for what you do. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. One of the major criticisms that I heard a lot about our former president, and a lot of it came from the mouth of our current president, was that he took America and her soldiers into Iraq, and he did so without a good exit strategy. In other words, he got us into a war on two fronts, and made no real plans to get out. Now, I don't know all about the politics involved in America's wars with Iraq and Afghanistan. I know how I feel about it. But it does make sense. If you're going to get into a war, you at least ought to have a good plan to get out of it at the end. You ought to figure out what you're going to do. And whether he did or he didn't, I don't know anything about all that stuff. And I think it's probably good just to leave that kind of exit strategy to the politicians and the military advisors. But I don't know if you've realized it or not, but I think you and I need a good exit strategy. I don't know if you've been paying attention, but there's not a whole lot of folk who get out of this life alive. And I just remind you tonight that one of these days, this life that you're living is going to come to an end. The Bible says, "As it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment." I don't know if anybody's told you or not, but one of these days, your time on earth is going to end. And I think it just stands to reason. Being only going to be here for a short time, and then when we leave here, we're going somewhere else. It does make sense to have a good exit strategy. I mean, you plan for everything else in your life, don't you? You buy insurance. You buy insurance on your house and your car. You buy insurance on your life. You tuck money away into IRA accounts and retirement accounts. But so many people fail to make their preparation to exit from this world. I was thinking about that today and began to consider some that I've heard of who really didn't have a whole lot of plans of getting out of here. One was a preacher by the name of Henry Ward Beecher. He was one of the most prominent preachers in the 1800s, well known all over America. In his later years, he turned his back on the faith. He embraced Darwinism and came to deny the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when Henry Ward Beecher came to die, his final words were these: "Now comes the mystery." Doesn't sound like a man with a good exit strategy. I'm ringing up here, brother. If you could help me, I'd appreciate that. Queen Elizabeth I of England died in 1603. Her dying words were these: "All my kingdom for a moment of time." It does not sound like she had a good exit strategy. Getting closer to our own time, an actress by the name of Joan Crawford, as she lay dying, one of her maids began to pray for her, to pray out loud and ask God to help her. She cursed that maid and she said, "Don't you dare ask God to help me. He hasn't helped me till now, and I don't want him helping me at this time." Dying.